The zones will stay, at least for now. I'm Zach Troutman with WGNS News, and as expected, proposed changes to road and school zones previously discussed in December were finally voted on at Thursday's meeting of the Rutherford County Commission. Without reports by four of the seven committees, the floor was clear for board members and commissioners to debate and discuss the suggested changes, which would take effect in 2020, but be almost immediately changed again in 2022 to suit data from the next census, which would be released in 2021.
It's simply the common sense solution. It's logical, it's more compact, and it simply makes more sense. We could all benefit from shaking things up a little.
We would all agree that it's not perfect, but I don't know that we can get a perfect rezoning.
Basically, it's just more logical. Now, the citizens elected you guys to be fair and honest. Be bold, county commissioners. The time is now to make it right, and you guys can do so.
This is so confusing. Everything's this way. They're numbers this way. I'm not sure this is really right the way it's set up.
I believe the map is correct. I believe the map serves a purpose and improves representation. I believe the implementation recommendation was flawed.
The first time I saw this map was after I was elected. Guys, that's not fair. Not fair for anybody, for any representation, for anybody at all.
I'm looking at this map and y'all just waylaid Murfreesboro. I mean, we're only going to have one representative now. And we got more population than anybody. So this map is flawed.
News is brought to you by Dr. Mark Kessner, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center, on Broad across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. If you've been told that you have to live with pain, relief is possible. Call Dr. Mark Kessner at 895-1253. In the end, the measure was voted down by a vote of 12-9. The current zones will remain. This is WGNS News.